Right. Something's what's the name happening. Of him,
forget the guy on NBC. He just resigned. Yeah. And then another guy from Fox News, been on the air for 18 years. He just resigned. They all have the same thing. They want to spend more time with family.
Right, right, right.
Other things.
No, I think they're. I think they might be under indictment. I don't know, but something is happening. Yeah. So that goes along with the, you know, right. Open up the country, take back our republic, get rid of the bad election system.
Right.
Maybe it's all coming down.
Yeah, I think it is actually behind the scenes.
I think so too. I really do. I, as former military, this doesn't make sense in any way, shape, or form optically what's happening in D.C. I don't think that's our government.
No, it's not. It's not. You know, I actually have friends that live out in Los Angeles, and they know where the Amazon Jeff Bezos studio is. This is funny, Saskia and Gerhardt, but it's a thing. That's where Biden goes. And Atlantic, no. Atlantic goes between the two, and there was a scene a couple months ago where the back wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it.
They're giving the vaccination.
Yeah, well, they forgot to put duct tape in this wall thing anyway, and the thing was open, and they were showing it. I mean, the whole thing was fake.
Yeah.
Right.
And even Air Force One that Biden flies around in. That's an old Hollywood prop plane.
Yeah.
Movie. It's not even the real. I mean, what is this? This is just insane. Well,
I noticed his when he was first so-called inaugurated, his Secret Service people had brown loafers. I mean, come on now. That's not the way they dress. And it's just it was just absurd. The guy who was standing between them, they always take a picture every time there's an inauguration of a new president. Mm. They have the president, and the vice president, and they're spouses, and in between they have a military guy who's usually a four-star admiral, general, something, and in dress uniform between them. And if you go back and you look at whoever was whatever that thing standing between Biden and Harris, there's no uniform like that. It just doesn't exist. It's like out of a Hollywood prop room. So there's a lot of. I think we're living in a play. I really do.
Yeah, you are.
But the problem is there's serious consequences here for the people that are getting injured. And so I hope we have a plan to get them out of it. I just, that's the one, this vaccine is the one part I don't get in this whole thing, how this could have been allowed to happen. But
yeah, I know. And I don't know why, with all due respect to Mr. Trump, I really like Mr. of course, President Trump, why this was allowed to happen.
Right. That's my.
Maybe he felt that if he didn't roll out his shot program, with the placebos, that the cabal would have made it much worse. I don't know everything going on.
Well, that's what I've heard. And if you could consider the fact that this wasn't his program, this was rolled out in 2020 after he was gone. Oh, so yeah. Let's just be very clear that this was not, right. But he still says good things about it, which bothers me.
Yeah, so, me too. I don't understand.
And so I asked somebody about that, and the answer I got was, look, if he hadn't pushed a deadline to get the vaccine out, we would have been closed down still. We would have still been in lockdown, which would have impacted the whole world. We would have been in our houses all this time. That's what the other side wanted to do. And I really do see the point there, that in every war, there's going to be some casualties. I also know, because I had dinner with Scott Atlas, who's his presidential medical advisor in the White House. Not once did he ever meet with military medical people, bioweapons people. He didn't really get good advice, and he didn't really, I think, understand. I mean, he's a business guy. He's got a lot of knowledge, but medicine's complicated, and he didn't have advisors that could have told him this could be a bioweapon. They didn't pay attention to the Chinese being embedded in Pfizer and Moderna. They just didn't have that information getting to him, it appears.
Sure.
So that's sad, but that's true.
Yeah, right.
Bist du es noch übersetzen, oder ich hätte dann auch noch was...
Also wir haben gerade noch über Trump gesprochen, warum er eigentlich das Programm so gepusht hat dann noch, also warum er auch die Impfung immer wieder so auch hervorgehoben hat. Etwas, was mir auch schwerfällt zu verstehen und warum, aber was Dr. Lee Merritt sagt, ist einfach, sie hat sich mal getroffen mit seinem, ich glaube es war sein...
Scott Atlas, who was the advisor in the White House to Trump. Medical
Advisor. Ja, also der Berater von Trump. Und er hat ihm gesagt, Trump selber hat sich ja nie mit Menschen getroffen, die bezüglich Biowaffen und so weiter. Kann sein, dass er eben da wenig Informationen hatte, dass ihm nicht klar war, was wirklich lief im Hintergrund. Dass eine andere Theorie ist einfach, dass wenn er das nicht gepusht hätte, vielleicht die Welt bis heute im kompletten Lockdown wäre. Wir werden es irgendwann
erfahren. Weil er Placebos vergeben hätte, oder warum?
Er hat Placebos vergeben in seiner Impfung, ja. Und okay. Wer weiß, was passiert wäre, wenn er es nicht gemacht hätte, wäre der Schaden vielleicht größer. Okay. Aber das ist so richtig klar. Wer weiß.
Ja. Du, ich habe da was Interessantes, und zwar in den Nachrichten gerade, deutscher Kardinal verbreitet Verschwörungstheorien. Der Kardinal von Regensburg, er sagt, er glaubt, dass nach der Pandemie in Deutschland ein Überwachungsstaat errichtet wird, und er vermutet, dass ein finanzielles Interesse der Eliten hinter der Pandemie steht. Er sagt, das ist offiziell, ist das nicht spannend? Und Leute, die auf dem Thron ihres Reichtums sitzen, sehen laut Müller, also dieser Kardinal, jetzt eine Chance, um ihre Agenda durchzusetzen. Und er sagt auch, dass, also er bringt auch mit den amerikanisch-jüdischen Investor George Soros und Bill Gates auch hier in Zusammenhang. Und das ist aber auch spannend, oder?
Ja, der lehnt sich ja weit aus dem Fenster, ne?
Ja, richtig. Ich meine, dieser Artikel ist natürlich so geschrieben, dass er so hingestellt wird, als wäre er gegen Juden, ne? Nur weil der George Soros nicht nur amerikanisch ist, sondern auch jüdisch. Okay. Und das, was der da sagt, wird also in diesem Artikel jetzt schlecht dargestellt, als Verschwörung halt. Ja.
Von wann ist der Artikel?
Das ist von heute.
Von heute?
Das ist jetzt vor 4 Stunden gerade rausgekommen.
Wow, okay. Ja, wunderbar. Wahrheit fließt.
I want everyone to know that we all chose to be here at this time. There were many souls who wanted to be participating in this event now, but couldn't. There weren't enough bodies. So I know it's a hard time for everybody, but stay strong. You know that there's better times coming for all of humanity. And I just, I want to give people hope for the future, because the messages that were given to me from my book, Messages from the Masters, which I published a couple of years ago, is still the same. We're still on track to create a beautiful planet. Mm-hmm. So I want people to remember that and not lose hope, because mm-hmm. it's just around the corner. It really is just around the corner.
Also was Ted hier gerade sagt, ist, dass viel, dass wir haben uns ausgesucht, in diesem Moment jetzt hier auf dieser Erde zu sein. Es wollten viele mehr kommen, aber es gab nicht genügend Körper. Und wir haben uns bewusst diese Erfahrung erwählt. Und wir sollten die Hoffnung nicht verlieren, stark bleiben. Wir sind so gut wie am Ziel. Und wir werden auch die letzte Strecke noch schaffen. Also Kopf hoch, Hoffnung bleibt, Licht halten und sich nicht unterkriegen lassen.
Das ist ja fast ein Abschlusssatz.
Fast ein Abschlusssatz. Ja, wir sind ja fast schon wieder am Abschluss.
Ja.
Wow.
There aren't enough prisons. There aren't enough security forces in the world to keep the entire planet down. Right. We have numbers. So if everybody just learned to stand up at once, we could change this thing today, tomorrow. Just like that. We could.
Es gibt nicht genügend Gefängnisse. Es gibt nicht genügend Bewaffnete oder Polizisten oder wer auch immer da draußen, die die große Menge aufhalten könnte. Wenn wir uns dessen bewusst sind, wie stark wir sind, wenn wir uns gemeinsam erheben, dann können wir von jetzt auf gleich das ganze Ding rumreißen. Ja, also es braucht ja nicht viel. Die paar Hanseln, die uns da oben, die da die Fäden in der Hand haben, die haben sie nur so lange in der Hand, solange wir mitspielen. Aber in dem Moment, wo wir uns erheben als Menge, da war's, ist das Spiel zu Ende.
I don't like to talk about this, but I've had 5 or 6 death threats on me in the last year and a half, but I'm protected by angels. I'm always warned ahead of time what to do to avoid it. And I'm protected today, as you are, all of you are today. So And the light is always stronger than the dark. So we just have to remember that and know we're being helped not only by the Supreme Being, but many, many angels. And there's many different benevolent extraterrestrial groups watching and waiting and seeing what we do. They can't intervene directly, but they can help us in small ways. And if you ask for help, they'll help you. Put your hand over your heart and just send them lots of love and light. And they will come in and help you. And they've helped me many, many, many times. So.
Ted hat in den letzten anderthalb Jahren viele Todes, wie sagt man?
Fälle?
Ich komme jetzt nicht drauf. Bitte?
Was meinst du? Todesfälle oder was?
Nee, er wurde, er sollte getötet werden.
Also Angriffe.
Ja, genau. Er sollte getötet werden, das ist nicht zum Lachen. Aber er ist gut geschützt, so wie wir alle gut geschützt sind. Wir haben viele Engel um uns, viele wohlwollende Wesen, Aliens, unterschiedlichsten Gruppen, die dafür sorgen, dass wir unsere Arbeit auch tun können, dass wir vorwärts gehen, dass wir unser Licht auch scheinen lassen können, in Sicherheit. Und das sollte sich auch jeder bewusst machen. Und jeder, der Hilfe braucht, sie können sich nicht einmischen. Aber wenn wir darum bitten, die Galaktiker, ihnen Liebe und Licht senden, dann sind sie auch da und dann helfen sie auch.
I'll be giving a presentation with new messages from President Kennedy and other great spirits this Saturday morning. I believe it's 7 a.m. Mexico City time, 9 a.m. Pacific time in Germany, in Austria. That will be, let me see, get the numbers right here. I believe that's 4 p.m. 4 p.m.
4 p.m.?
4 p.m. Central European time. And it's at the 1A1 Foundation. It's by Zoom. But I have a lot of new messages from President Kennedy, and I'll share a little joke he told me last year. He said he's still the president of this great country and has been working hard for world peace. He was responsible for the peace agreement between Kim Jong-un and President Trump back a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And so he's working hard behind the scenes. He helped broker a major Middle Eastern peace initiative. That was about 3-4 years ago now, between, I believe it was Saudi Arabia, a couple of Iran and the United States for a peace agreement. That wasn't covered by our mass media, but it was significant. And President Kennedy, what he's done in the past, he goes into the subconscious of Kim Jong-un and other world leaders and reaches an accord with them, because none of them want to destroy the earth, and they get along that way. And as he's joked to me before, he said, what are they going to do, kill me?
Okay.
No, but he keeps both him and the First Lady Jacqueline are still there, and they're still helping us from the other side. And he said, you're welcome to talk to him. He says he loves to talk to people, but you've got to believe in the other side, believe in the spiritual world, and he'll open the door. And I talk to him all the time. You know, I talk to a lot of people on the other side all the time.
Yeah.
But this is the darkest hour just before dawn. Right now, this middle of December is about the darkest you can get. And it will start getting better next month. So.
And this is the radio show to make the world a better place.
That's right, my friend.
Do you want me to play the water song again?
Mm.
Music.
Well, I want to thank Dr. Merritt for coming on. It's been so good to talk
Wonderful.
To you.
Wonderful.
Let's collaborate. We'll talk on Wednesday. You know,
sure,
when
sure. I'll talk. Call you.
Yeah, because I've got a lot of people asking for help, and I've got a remedy sheet. You're on my remedy sheet too. For
to
listen, but all kinds of things people can do. So the shot itself is a death sentence only if you don't do anything about it, and there's help available. So you can reverse this. And Gerhard, my friend, we'll talk on Wednesday, do a promo. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell everyone, Gerhard has a fantastic program, his Radio Soul International. And it's a nonprofit show. If you'd like to contribute, to just go to, what's your website? People could contribute to your program.
Our website is radiosoul.eu. Oh, wir haben auch eine Spendenbox auf konferenzdermenschen.com oder peoplepowerconference.com. You can donate. At the bottom of the website.
Okay.
Maybe
okay.
We have to put it up.
I would say, yeah.
That'd be nice. Great. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for being here today and for sharing this and for your translation, Saskia and Gerhard, and for being here on short notice, Dr. Merritt. And I hope you all have a Beautiful and happy day. Could you give out your website again, Dr. Merritt, again, please?
So sure. Because I used to be an orthopedic surgeon. Now I'm a professional rebel. It's themedicalrebel.com.
Right. I love it.
That sounds great. This will all end soon. I just want to let people know this will all end soon and this madness will be over. Just to stay strong. We're getting a lot of help from a lot of angels and benevolent ETs. Hmm. So it won't be long now. It will be ending soon. And we can start. And actually, the planet's already ascending, you know.
Well, have a great Christmas, everybody, with your families. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you. You too. Have a wonderful time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, Lee.
Night.
Good night. Bye bye. Take care.
もっと水と Radio Soul. The all-in-one solution for entertainment.